ice attaches to the hull. It raises that center of gravity, and the ship gets more tippy, and it has a chance of rolling over.
Local ferry Aurora is among those canceled around the state because of weather. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and more up next. Coeur d'Alene mine stock rose 13% earlier this week after a report noting sharply higher earnings. It was a record fourth quarter for the company that owns and operates the recently started Kensington mine near Haynes. Adjusted earnings were nearly $50 million, or 56 cents a share. Sales for the fourth quarter up 75% to $208 million. For the year, a 72% increase to $515 million. Gold production up 28%, silver up 12% for the quarter. There's also an increase in cash flow, a nearly 200% increase to $99 million. President and CEO Dennis Wheeler said they used some of that to reduce debt, fund remaining capital projects, and continue exploration efforts. Wheeler says it's the first full year that all three of their new anchor mines have been operating, Kensington, Palmarejo in Mexico, and San Bartolome in Bolivia. During a conference call Monday, Wheeler noted that most of their results are supported by silver and its rise as a monetary metal. He expects that market to continue.
We've seen central banks for the first time in more than 20 years become net buyers of gold. And given these global dynamics, along with current uncertainty in the Middle East, we remain bullish on both of our products, silver and gold. And long term, and most importantly, people and governments of the world now realize that gold and silver resources and deposits are finite, and demand continues to grow.
Fourth quarter gold production jumped to 28,000 ounces at Kensington. Total production for the year was 43,000 ounces. Cash costs have dropped to $875 an ounce as production increases at that mine. As many as 180 people are employed at the mine south of Haynes, which just started operation in July. During a question near the end of the conference call specifically aimed at Wheeler, he says a succession plan is in place. A successor will be named later this year. Declining capital expenditures, especially for the Kensington mine, helped the company's bottom line. Most of the company's revenues stem from a strong silver market. But Senior Vice President of Operations Leon Hardy said during the conference call that gold production at Kensington helped.
At Kensington, we ramped up to full capacity, producing 28,000 ounces of gold in the fourth quarter. We are still anticipating average annual production levels of 125,000 ounces with a 12-year mine life at current proven and probable reserve levels of 1.4 million ounces.
Senior Vice President of Exploration Don Byrack says recent exploration shows promise.
In the midst of commencement of production at Kensington, we completed nearly 20,000 feet of core drilling on the Raven Zone, which is showing good potential to contribute to reserves and resources from high-grade shear veins and vein clusters.
Estimated company-wide production for this year is 20 million ounces of silver and 250,000 ounces of gold. Managers expect $800 million in sales, a 55% increase over last year, even with gold and silver trending slightly lower than current spot prices. High winds and low temperatures are interfering with state ferry operations in southeast Prince William Sound and southwest Alaska. The ferry Aurora had to cancel its Lynn Canal sailing Sunday due to storm force winds, high seas, and freezing spray. Marine Highway Operations Manager Captain Tony Carvelis says ice deposited on the small ferry makes it top heavy.
The ship has a center of gravity, and when the ice attaches to the hull, it raises that center of gravity. And the ship gets more tippy, and it has a chance of rolling over if you exceed the stability characteristics of the ship.
He says the Aurora will resume sailing from Juneau to Haynes and Skagway as soon as weather permits. Ticket holders should check online or with their ferry terminal for details. Lynn Canal sailings were scheduled for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Other Aurora routes were not affected. Meanwhile, high winds limited the Chenega's Prince William Sound sailings over the weekend. The fast ferry remained tied up Saturday and skipped Valdez on Sunday.
We have very strict rules that we have to run those ships by because they are you know, they're light, they're made out of aluminum, so we have to keep a constant eye on the weather.
Carvelis says the Chiniga is expected to resume its scheduled Cordova Valdez Whittier sailings on Thursday. The large ferry Testamina also had to cancel Saturday and Sunday sailings due to heavy weather. It was back on schedule Monday, leaving Kodiak for Port Lions. The mammogram van is returning to the Northern Lynn Canal this spring. Dates for the mobile x-ray unit as well as a new stop this year were just announced by sponsors Search Wise Woman Program and Juneau's Bartlett Regional Hospital. The van will be in Haines and available for appointments on May 1st through 13th and Skagway on June 1st through 3rd. In between the two local stops is a new destination, Gustavus. The van is now able to visit the community since the newly added ferry stop makes it road accessible. Women are encouraged to contact their local clinics before the scheduled visit because they'll need to have a clinical breast exam before they can get their mammograms. Call the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway or search in Haines or Clequan for more information. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS.